Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. That means we welcome back Laura Turbide. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Before we meet our first-time guest, how are people adapting to the new reality of COVID-19 and seeing their doctors and going to emergency and interfacing with Finger Lakes Health?
Well, as you can imagine, we continue to just reassure people it is indeed safe. We know that we saw too many national stories of people avoiding ER care or, of course, maybe staying at home when they shouldn't have, and we've heard about too many of those stories. So locally, we've been making sure people know that they can access us through telemedicine, they can call ahead and work with their primary care, urgent care, or come to our ED anytime they need to, and they can call ahead to decide what's best for them, work with their provider. Is it better to come for this office visit? Is it something that can be done with telemed? So we're working to make sure that we're accommodating people. But I think we're all thankful that we didn't see that surge that we have seen across so many places in the country. So as long as people stay vigilant and continue to follow good guidance here and good CDC guidance, I think we'll be in good shape to be able to care for them.
I've been asking this question of a lot of the different health providers that I talk with, and that is that when this is all over, assuming it's over at some point, do you think we're still going to see a spread of that use of telemedicine, especially for a lot of routine things? It seems like there are a lot of advantages to that.
Absolutely. We had really had our toe in the water prior to that anyway. We certainly knew for certain things like behavioral health and other kinds of visits and dermatology, there's a lot of specialties that we're using it quite a bit anyway. We had started to dabble a little bit for some of our primary care visits in certain locations, knowing that in rural areas how important it is to ensure that kind of access. But I absolutely imagine that now that we've seen how successfully and how willing our own community is to embracing that technology and how they realize how simple it can be to access care that way, I think we'll continue to see a growth of that, and also just developing more and more as we focus so much more on outpatient versus inpatient care. And part of what we're going to talk about today is is primary care and how critical it is to have a medical home and have a provider who can really be a partner in your care. And we have a large network of people where you can choose. Everybody, it's a very personal decision. And so certainly very often for some of those first visits you may want, if you can, to come in, but telemed is a great follow-up opportunity.
Any other company news or notes before we meet our guest?
Absolutely. Just want to promote our child care basket extravaganza. These are incredible baskets that people donate to the Jim Dooley Center for Early Learning. It is a fundraiser for our center, and they are incredible. You can go on Facebook, like us on Facebook, but also go on Facebook and look at all the baskets, and you can buy chances at these incredible gift baskets. But it is a great fundraiser, and because of so many things now being virtual, including our Covey Chase being virtual this year, we encourage people to go online and look that way, because we're doing things differently, as you can imagine.
All right. We have a first-time visitor with us, so let's introduce her.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled that Ashley Pike was able to join us this morning. She is a nurse practitioner who is with FLH Medical PC, our Geneva Primary Care Office, which is located right at 200 North Street in Suite 102, right inside the door immediately as you walk into 200 North Street on the right-hand side across from North Street Pharmacy. So we can hear a little bit from Ashley about her background. She is a nurse practitioner with adult and gerontology background. She is working right now with Dr. Mater, Dr. Wellborn, nurse practitioner Jen Bell, and we're expecting very soon Dr. Cruz and Dr. Durapsh to join her as well. So we have a really good group of people right here in Geneva in a wonderful practice, able accepting new patients and able to talk with you a little bit about their philosophy of care, so you can choose somebody who's an ideal match for you. So with that, I'm sure we'll hear more from Ashley about her own interests and her philosophy of care.
Ashley, good morning. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So take us through the evolution of your career, because you've tried a lot of different kinds of things before settling on what you're doing now. You started out in nutrition services, certified nursing associate, student nurse practitioner, gerontology. So take us through that kind of evolution in trying out a few different things.
So I started healthcare back right out of high school as a CNA. I always knew I wanted to become a nurse and I wanted to be in the healthcare field. I really enjoy patient care. I enjoy working with people. So I kind of built on my career. I worked in a hospital for 13 years, And, you know, I worked as a CNA. I became an RN. I worked in the RN role for about 13 years, doing some acute care, doing some clinical documentation improvement, quality improvement. Decided to go back to school. My main goal was to become a nurse practitioner. I enjoy the autonomy of the nurse practitioner role. So I've been in the Finger Lakes area my whole career. I grew up here. I love it here. And I'm very excited to be here in this role.
We do a regular segment with FLCC every month, and you went to school at FLCC. How did that education help you in your career?
That education helped me jumpstart my career as an RN. I received my associate's degree from FLCC, and I was able to work as an RN and then gain my bachelor's degree through Paducah College while I maintained a full-time job as an RN. So I was able to gain experience as an RN while I continued my education and career, which was very helpful for me.
So tell us about FLH Medical PC's Geneva Primary Care. It's at 200 North Street in Geneva, and just the importance of having primary care. That's become, it seems so obvious, but it really wasn't a huge focus, I don't think, until the last few years, how important it is to have regular primary care.
Primary care is so important. It helps keep people healthy and out of the hospital. It helps promote quality of life. What we do here at primary care is we do a lot of preventive training, you know, and we diagnose acute and chronic medical problems. It helps keep people, you know, with the same provider. What I enjoy about primary care is that I am able to create relationships with my patients and build that trust, and therefore, you know, that promotes better health care, keeping people healthy out of the hospital, you know, giving them a place to call home when they get sick or when they need care.
Talk about the role of the nurse in primary care, because very often, most of the time, you're the first person the patient sees, and very often they will see as much or more of you as they will of the doctor.
So, a nurse in primary care, you know, they help get the patient ready for the provider. They check vitals, they communicate with patients. They are really... they're really important, you know, for the provider. They help patients with their medications, things like that.
And Ashley is a nurse practitioner as well, Ted, which means in addition to being a nurse with her nursing background, as a nurse practitioner, she can see her own panel of patients, she can prescribe medications, she can do not only just patient assessments the way a regular nurse would, an RN can do an assessment, for example, of a patient. However, a nurse practitioner can actually take on that further step of actually doing treatment and diagnosis similar to a primary care physician. So we're seeing a lot more nurse practitioners, PAs, and others provide that, really serving as that primary person as a provider in a primary care office, and that's the role Ashley has with us at Geneva Primary Care.
Now, I've talked about this with other people in these kinds of positions before, and that's what they call bedside manner or developing a rapport. You get some of that in school, but really it's something you have to sort of develop on your own. How do you develop that rapport and that good communication with patients?
You know, I think it depends on you know, what your goals are as a provider. I have always had the ability to listen to my patients, empathize with them, and, you know, you have to be able in primary care to give them the opportunity to have that shared role in decision-making of their own health care. So listening, empathizing, you know, that's a big thing in primary care.
As we said in the introduction, you also have a background in nutrition as a nutrition services associate. Are we doing better in this United States of junk food? Are you seeing fewer obese kids and better diets among your patients?
I don't. I think with the pandemic, it's kind of gotten a little bit worse.
Yeah.
But there's always opportunity, you know, to educate patients on, you know, diet and healthy lifestyle. It's it plays a big role in their overall health. So that is something that we do on a regular basis here in primary care.
You bring up a very good point, because I know even though. Some of my work has stayed the same. Some of my routine's been disrupted during COVID, and yes, I've gained weight. So how do we make sure we keep a handle on that during COVID-19?
You know, a lot of times with the gyms being closed and not a lot of opportunity to get out and socialize as much as before, I just tell patients to be active and whenever you can, basically.
How do people reach you if they are looking for a new provider?
So they would call our main office line over here at FLH Medical, and I am currently accepting new patients. They would call the 315-787-5400, and they would help get them set up.
All right, Ashley, welcome to the Finger Lakes Health team, and thanks for being on the radio with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And Laura, thank you as well. And thank you for clarifying the role of the nurse practitioner. I didn't realize what an important role that was. So I learn a little bit during these segments myself.
Me as well. Every time. Years ago, I never realized they could actually prescribe, et cetera, and that's one of the big important differences. But it's wonderful to see such a continuum for nursing. Thanks so much, Ted.
All right. If my boss is listening, tell him why we should start allowing people to come in person.
Because we miss you, and we will wear masks, be safe, and stay 6 feet apart. I promise.
Okay. So, thanks very much. We're still on phone restriction for now, but we'll see when that changes. Laura, thank you very much, okay, and Ashley, thank you.
When it's appropriate, we're happy to come back. And thanks for doing it this way. In the meantime.